First, let's get to Atlanta, Georgia, where Jimmy Carter held a press conference this morning to discuss his health. The 90-year-old former U.S. president announced last week that doctors discovered he has cancer that has spread. Here he is speaking today at the Carter Center.
They did an MRI and found that there were 4 spots of melanoma on my brain. They are fairly small spots, about 2 millimeters, if you can envision what a millimeter is. And I'll get my first radiation treatment for the melanoma in my brain this afternoon.
Joining us from Atlanta is reporter Sean Powers of Georgia Public Broadcasting. He was at the press conference. And Sean, tell us more about what President Carter said about his health.
Well, he said essentially that the doctors had discovered the cancer earlier this year on his liver. It spread to his brain. And as we know, he's going to start receiving radiation treatment. The cancer on his brain is very small. We don't really know the severity of it. But as of right now, he says he feels good.
Well, and he looked good in this news conference. He certainly looked like he was still, you know, feeling upbeat about things and about his prognosis. Let's listen to President Carter talking about how he's feeling, because he did talk about that as well.
And I'm perfectly at ease with whatever comes. I do have deep religious faith, which I'm very grateful for. And I was pleasantly surprised that that I didn't go into an attitude of despair or anger or anything like that. I was just completely at ease, as Rosen would testify, I think, if you have any doubts about my veracity. But I've just been very grateful for that part of it. So I'm ready for anything and looking forward to a new adventure.
I'm ready for anything and looking forward to a new adventure. And this is pretty unusual, Sean, to hear from a former president about his health in this way.
Yes, it is. It has actually been said that, you know, perhaps he's doing this in a way to lend a hand of support to other people who are in a similar situation. But yes, I mean, President Ronald Reagan, when he disclosed his diagnosis of Alzheimer's, he did it in a written note. There was Lyndon Johnson actually had a press conference at his hospital bed after having throat surgery. But we usually don't see it in this sort of manner.
Now, Jimmy Carter has, as we know, been very active since his presidency ended in 1981. What did he say about whether he will continue his schedule at the Carter Center?
It's going to shift a bit. He's going to be taking a step back from the Carter Center, still attending trustee meetings. His grandson, Jason Carter, is now going to be chairman of the board. Jason sort of followed in his grandfather's footsteps a little bit, served in the state Senate, ran an unsuccessful campaign for governor. But he is going to be involved to a degree with the Carter Center while he is getting treatment. He was actually asked if he's going to be continuing with the trip to Nepal in November with the Habitat for Humanity, and he said it's on his radar. He wants to do it. But if he cannot, his family will go in his place. And, I mean, this is a guy who's been extremely active at 90. I mean, back in May, he was in Guyana monitoring that country's election.
Yeah.
He left early, just before the election, because of health reasons. But it's incredible.
Well, he also talked today about the fact that he believes that his work at the Carter Center was more rewarding for him than the presidency. Here he is talking about that.
Well, the work at the Carter Center has been, I'd say, more personally gratifying to me. Because, when you're president, you have a responsibility for over 350 million people and 3,000 members of the armed forces and budgets and Congress and so forth. And I was able to do a number of good things when I was president, for which I'm very grateful. And that was a high point of my life, politically speaking. And I would say that my having been president of the United States, a great country, has made it possible for me to have the influence and contact with people and knowledge that has been the foundation for the Carter Center.
Sean, what's been the reaction around Atlanta and Plains, Georgia, where he lives, to this news?
Very sad, but, you know, we know that this is a very resilient guy, as President Obama said after his cancer diagnosis was revealed. So people are very hopeful. You know, again, I mean, going back to his legacy, it's almost like, you know, after you serve as president, how can you beat that? But, some say that his greatest triumph is the work he's done with the Carter Center in the years that followed, helping ease tensions between North and South Korea, helping eliminate the Guinea worm in Asia and Africa, which he's had a lot of played a big role in. So he's still going to be going strong. And in fact, in his hometown, and where he still maintains very close roots, This is a guy who, for more than 25 years, has taught Sunday school, and he's still going to continue doing that.
That's Sean Powers of Georgia Public Broadcasting joining us from Atlanta, where earlier today, former President Jimmy Carter gave a press conference to talk about his cancer diagnosis. He's starting treatment this afternoon. Sean, thank you.
My pleasure.